Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, everybody? 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
Yes, you are.
He's a future Hall of Famer, Brian Mitchell. How do you do, sir?
I am well, sir.
You have a good weekend?
I had a great weekend. A great weekend of watching golf, playing golf, and also watching the tournament. And I also have to say, if anybody says that they have a perfect bracket today, you're a damn lie.
Lies.
Because, listen, man, when you see wands drop, you see teams come out of nowhere. You see, like, the little kid from, last night was playing Kansas State?
Noel?
Bruh.
I love that kid.
Man, look, this dude.
I want to Venmo him $5.
Behind the back passes, between his leg passes, knocking down three,
every free throw.
Rainbow threes.
Yo, and no doubt when he goes to the free throw line, it's 2 points.
But here you go, though. He's guarding guys that are 6'2", 6'3", and taller. What is he, 5'10"?
Yeah.
If that.
And he
was giving those dudes fits from Kentucky.
I'm not a big tattoo guy, but the behind-the-ear tat is pretty cool. A number of Kansas State players had a behind-the-ear tat. Did you notice that?
Nah.
I noticed weird things.
You do?
Awesome NCAA tournament so far. Just Purdue going down.
I kind of thought they would be the first number one to go down, but not like that.
Not like that, yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, just Princeton in the Sweet 16 is
Princeton,
great.
I think they just bored
they
you to
dominated
death.
Dominated Missouri.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing about them is they pass every extra pass they need, and people get – let's be real. This is a quick-paced society. We want everything to happen right now. When you keep passing that ball, you get a little – discouraged. And then they hesitate a little bit and boom, they got wide open layups and things of that nature.
So going to the Sweet 16, 2-1 seeds are left. Houston, who had a really impressive come from behind win against Auburn. They were down 10 at halftime and
the
one
SEC
going away.
SEC has shown that they don't just play football.
Yeah. Bama on the other side of the bracket, one seed, the number one overall. My Terps went down to Bama. The game was very, very late Saturday night. Bama's good, man. They got size everywhere. They are fast. They're just – it sounds like you're describing Bama football. They're just bigger, faster, stronger. Yeah.
I guess that new sports facility they built for $650 million get not only football players, not against everybody else.
I think there is – if you're a Maryland basketball fan like I am, a lot to be – proud of this season, a lot to be excited about for the future with new head coach Kevin Willard. Not only getting to the tournament in his first year, but winning a game against WVU. We talked about that plenty last week.
He's tough. I mean, and then I think the players are going to build that personality, because I watched that West Virginia game, and as that game went down the stretch, you could see how he was reacting, and you could see instantly that was infused into them. And I'm happy for my team, too, Raging Cajuns. We pushed Tennessee more than the next round Duke did. Yeah, Duke got destroyed. We lost by 3. And we had them scared in the end.
I don't say this to exaggerate, to amplify Duke losing, but they got their ass kicked.
Yeah.
Physically.
True.
Now, it came out, the dude just elbowed the guy in the face to set the tone, which is arguably dirty, but it set the tone.
Hey, man. Part of
the
game.
It looked like an MMA cut. Did you
see
that?
Part of the game, hey.
They had to put that, like, glue on there?
Yo, you run up in there, and you think you have a chance, and I just haul off and knock the hell out of you. You're going to go, this is going to be tougher than I thought.
Right.
As long as I got you thinking, I got you. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it happens sometimes. The physicality of sport has to remain. Please don't take that out of it.
Dude, I think this is right. I don't think there's a single, as we would define it, East Coast team in the bracket in the Sweet 16. Nobody from the Carolinas. Princeton, okay. You're right. I forgot about Princeton.
They're East Coast?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true.
We consider them North.
One ACC team, and that's Miami.
Mm-hmm.
There's only, I think, just one Big Ten team. That's Sparty. Tom Izzo can coach his ass off, man.
I've been on the campus of Princeton.
That is nice.
Yeah. Sweet.
They just hand out like $20 bills when you walk around?
No, they didn't hand out $20 bills. They showed them how to have fun, though. I tell you that.
If you look ahead at some of these games coming up, I think Kansas State, Michigan State could be awesome.
That's going to be a good one.
This Florida Atlantic story is pretty great. And that team's no fluke. They're good. Houston, Miami. Houston minus -7 against Miami sounds like an NFL line.
Mm-hmm.
Xavier, Texas is chalk. The one bracket that's kind of chalky is the Midwest, where you got Houston is the one playing Miami is the 5. Xavier is the 3 playing Texas the 2. I mean, there's still a lot going on there.
Whereas, in any other playoff or like tournament, after season tournament, do you see more upsets than this? Like in the women, I don't see many upsets.
The women's upsets, shout out to the Terps women's basketball team going to the Sweet 16.
Mm-hmm.
Virginia Tech also, I think. So,
but I'm saying, like, I don't see a lot of upsets in that one. Like, when it's UConn and South Carolina and Maryland, they normally win it. They normally go down and win. But in this men's, it's. I think the transfer portal has changed up college basketball for men for sure.
I think the transfer portal, I also think there's some funky. You've also got like the last of these COVID teams where you got some like 26-year-olds playing college hoops. Because they were able to sit out a year. Then you were able to stay in college 2 extra years because of all the COVID rules and stuff. But, dude, I mean, there's a serious.
26?
Yeah, dude. Penn State had like 2 26-year-old dudes on their team. It's like the BYU offensive line. They go on that mission, and I don't know what they do.
Man, look, they need to make that illegal. Well, I played against that in college, Memphis State. The guys that one guy went to the Marines or the Army.
Right.
And they had 2 guys that were 25, 27. And I had never seen dudes run like that. And I was like, well, I guess you're a grown man. I was 18.
One thing that is interesting, of the traditional blue blood programs,
yeah,
Carolina didn't even make the tournament. And then weirdly said, we're not going to the NIT. Duke goes out in the second round. Kentucky goes out in the second round. Kansas goes out in the second round. Those are like the Mount Rushmore of blue bloods, right?
Mm-hmm.
That UCLA, I think, would certainly be on that category. UCLA has advanced. They look pretty good. That I think UCLA Gonzaga is probably the headliner of this weekend's games.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a good game.
I
would love to see.
These games are so late.
I don't know if there's a chance for them to play, but I would love to see Kansas State and UCLA play because the 2-point guards.
That couldn't happen until the championship.
Well, if it get to it, I'd like to see it.
So the game times for Thursday for the Sweet 16, 6:30, 7:15, 9 o'clock, 9:45. There's no way that could be 5, 6:30,
JP,
7:30, 9.
I'm acting like you're 75, though.
It's late, B. Because that 9:45 game won't actually tip till 10:10.
Good.
So to watch it, you're up till 1 o'clock.
On what night?
Thursday.
You can handle that.
God, you're a pain in the butt.
It's one night.
Oh, wait. Landfill, breaking news. I think we have the news everybody's been waiting for. The Indianapolis Colts have re-signed wide receiver Ashton Dullin. Is that what everybody was waiting for, you think, B?
No, because when you said, I got the news, I think we got the news everybody was waiting for, I was getting ready to start saying, parade, parade, parade.
Oh, you're talking about the news that took over Twitter and the DMV over the weekend.
Yeah.
That just dominated social media.
Oh, yeah.
That a number of people that purchased blue check marks have announced is finalized.
Yeah.
Surely, you're talking about John Falsicchio, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser's top political advisor, departing from the D.C. government. That's what you're talking about? Landfill, did that keep you glued to the edge of your seat, John Falsicchio departure?
Absolutely.
First time I heard about it.
That's not it. Over the weekend, listen, clearly a lot happened. I got some calls Friday and then into Saturday that there was a lot of movement going on with the sale of the Commanders. Honestly, folks, this shouldn't be that big of a surprise. We're about 6 months out from the announcement. Mm-hmm. The team announced in November 2nd that they would be working with Bank of America to begin the process of a potential sale. If you look at the Broncos or even the Panthers before that, process takes some time. Mm-hmm. We're getting to what is the end of that time cycle. Then you've got a confluence of events coming up. You've got the big NFL owners meetings next week in Arizona. I'll be out there doing the show live. It just came to my attention that means I'll be on the air at 7 a.m. So thoughts and prayers to my voice in advance. You have the owners meetings next week. At the end of the month, on March 31st, the NFL requires all teams, not just locally, but all teams, to pay their escrow deposit for the year, which is a fairly large check. And then some good reporting from Ben Standing over the weekend revealed that in a number of, most notably the Daron Payne contract, but in a few of the contracts.
And also Wiley as well.
That the Commanders have signed this offseason. Standard procedure is signing bonus. I mean, it's a signing bonus.
15 to 30 days or sometime that day when I sign.
The idea is you get your cash because it's a signing bonus.
Yeah.
Standard, I mean, hell, you probably got them. What was the standard for you? Two weeks-ish?
Mine was in the bank about 20 minutes after I signed it because I was signing and getting the check and went to the bank. I was in a day when we didn't have a direct deposit.
Okay. Gotcha.
But you're like, what? Why you pick the check up?
But most people,
it should be, if you have set the sign, let's say if I tell you we're going to sign tomorrow, okay, and it would be the 21st. When I walk in and I sign, by the end of the day or tomorrow, it should be in my account.
Sure. What has become standard is 15 days, 30 days, mm-hmm. sometimes right away.
Yeah.
But regardless, it's within the first 30 days.
Yeah.
I mean, it's called a signing bonus. Standing reached out, was able to look at some contracts. Apparently, the Commanders' structure for the contracts they've given this offseason don't pay out the big chunks of signing bonus until May 12th.
May 12th.
It is
a great day.
Widely believed that May 12th, that you could have a transition to new ownership by May 12th, mm-hmm. by early May. Let's just say this thing gets done next week, next 2 weeks. April 2nd would be exactly 6 months from November 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say it happens in that time frame. You could have new things set up by the first, second week of May, which would make sense maybe why contracts were structured that way.
Okay.
But when
you just go out the blue and you do something totally different what you've done before, people are going to think things right off the bat. And I don't think they did it just to be, oh, let's do it and let's shake things up. Necessity, probably.
So there is certainly a ton of smoke there. Anybody that's telling you it's done that it's a complete finalized deal is not accurate. I spoke with officials this weekend, said nothing is finalized.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a process when you buy your house, when you buy a house, right? Leahy knows this. You can agree to a deal before the closing date. And you have a firm belief that it's a finalized.
And it's going to go through.
It's just not a ratified contract.
And nothing is done until that ink dries.
So, Lanville, did you send the poll out? You did, right? So, via the B. Mitch and Finley Twitter account, you can follow it at B. Mitch and Finley. Twitter poll this morning, 58 foundations and waterproofing poll of the day. How close is a Commander sale? Three options, which I think are fair options. Very close, too much hype, or it's Dan, you never know.
Who added that part to it?
It was
I have a belief that it was one of my friends. That likes to wear a little beanie.
I'll let you speak, Landini. I'd say it was a collaboration. But Lanville also, his idea for poll of the day, B, would have been 100-0. His idea for the poll this morning was, what'd you watch more this weekend, NCAA tournament or World Baseball Classic?
Oh, man. 100.
Which means you must have watched the World Baseball Classic because you're the only one.
I don't. I just think that
I didn't watch it. I know Trey Turner hit a home run, though, to get his semis.
I didn't watch any of it. I just think that you're overestimating how one-sided it would be.
I just saw it pop up on online.
I've seen, like, a Mike Trout home run on Instagram. Does that count as what?
Now, nope. Trey Turner hit a hell of one.
Maybe we can get, like, television ratings data, but I am confident that of our listeners, that would be 100-0.
It would 100% not be 100-0. I think that the NCAA tournament would win, but no, it would definitely not be 100-0.
Somebody watched the baseball classic. One or two people.
Who?
Not nobody right here.
I was at Over Under on Saturday watching games, and they had a couple TVs with some other stuff on. They had, like, the women's games on, and they may have had, like, the golf on. Nothing had the baseball on. Here's a question. We're a sports show. Is the World Baseball Classic over? Have they crowned a champion?
No, they haven't.
Who's in it? Who's left?
The United States is.
Is that accurate? Lanville, tell us who's left.
Trey Turner hit a home run to get us there, man, to the semis.
Get us where?
Semis.
To the, I think they're, the U.S. is in the final, and I think the other team in the final will be Japan or some other team.
Japan or some other team is a little bit of leeway there.
I just think you're overestimating how many people want to watch Creighton basketball.
And they are destroying people.
I believe, and I don't know this, I think Japan has won every World Baseball Classic.
You just made that up.
Look it up. I think I've heard that.
You're wrong.
Has the U.S. won one?
I think they won last time.
Or has the Dominican won one?
I think they won one of the first ones.
World Baseball Classic champions. I'm going to Wikipedia. So
yeah, believe everything you see on that.
Just tell me the champs. Japan, Dominican, U.S. Japan won the first two World Baseball Classics.
Later. That's not all of them.
They've won 50% of them.
And they started losing the last. They lost the last two, the highest 100%.
They got to the final four.
Yeah, hey, they played.
All right. Let's dive into the sale conversation.
Yes, let's go.
I want to let people react. I can explain. The only tweet I put out was I think this thing has gone to a first and goal situation.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to be clear that it's not over. And
you said first and goal, and then you said now it's
I think it's inside the five.
You said it was in the red zone, and then you came back and said first and 10.
I said it's gone from the red zone to first and goal.
Oh, because first, yeah, okay, got you. Because I was reading it as if, okay, they scored already, and then they just kicked the ball back off.
I want to ask this. Brian Mitchell tells us where he thinks the sale is, what yard line. When we return, it's Bemis.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Finley. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Busy, 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 busy weekend in the sports world. Certainly March Madness is the headliner. But the amount of people that are mad at me about not knowing more about the World Baseball Classic, a lot of people are watching that too. So congratulations, Lanfill. Dave Reynolds particularly seems upset.
His son plays. He just hit me. He said the U.S. is playing either Mexico or Japan because they're playing each other.
Yeah, I think Mexico and Japan play tonight and the U.S. plays the winner.
There you go.
Here's what I'll tell you. Have that game before Thursday, and people will watch it. Like, have that game. If Mexico's playing Japan tonight, cool. And then the championship on Wednesday, I'll watch. I'm in.
Mm-hmm. Not Thursday, right?
Not Thursday. Thursday, I'll be watching hoops. So will the rest of the country. But I am rooting for the USA. How about that? So the 58 Foundation's waterproofing poll of the day is about the pending possible sale of the Commanders. So I ask you, Brian Mitchell.
Yes.
Lanfill, give me an update on the poll. Where does it stand right now? I haven't voted yet, and you don't get to know the results until you vote.
Why don't you vote then, son?
Well, all three of us are about to vote, boys. That's the plan here.
I already voted.
All right.
Very close is at 52%. Too Much Hype is at 12%. And It's Dan You Never Know at 36%.
Wow. All right. So B. Mitch says he already voted.
Yep.
Which way did you vote, B?
Very close.
Some people are silly and have no idea how incredibly plugged in you are. You'd only think a guy that played for the organization for 10 years is in the Ring of Fame and lives about 15 minutes from the facility would be pretty plugged in.
Sometimes.
What makes you think that we're getting to the finish line here?
I just think that when you see people doing things that they don't normally do and preparing for things that they said they never would do, that something changed. And I really believe that once you bring in these major entities, one thing they don't do, they don't like you playing with their time. Whether it's Bank of America or the little boutique place that Jeff Bezos called, once you start talking to these people, you have to be serious about your stuff. You're not BSing around, playing no game, trying to, oh, let me just get them riled up and then I'm going to pull back. That doesn't work. And I think when you started hearing the Ursays and other people and the rumblings coming out, you knew where they were. We went from I will never to all of a sudden we're going out here and trying to figure out, you know, what we can get done.
You had Jerry Jones, who's been Dan's most ardent supporter, come out and say, yeah, you know, the business is kind of falling apart there. And if you should have sponsors lined up, and it appears you don't. For the folks that are – I got this tweet. I got this one from Chef Cooks. He says, stop being a bleephole. I was about to pull over and dance in traffic. Apparently, I made some people mad. Wilson said, oh, you got jokes this morning. I am glad to know Jeff Walker is back in America. He just tweeted out. You know where he isn't, Lamphill? Back at work. Metaphor, and this is fair to point out, Metaphor says you can't trust the rumors. Why would Bezos have signed an NDA last week if Harris was the buyer? I believe the buyer is going to be Josh Harris. I believe the Harris-Rails partnership is really strong. Harris is already in NFL ownership. Like, they have a stake in the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
Who else has had stakes in the Pittsburgh Steelers? David Tepper, who owns the Panthers. Jimmy Haslam, who owns the Browns. It's usually a pretty good stepping stone. I keep pointing that out. I'm not ruling Bezos out. I just think everybody thinks that he could be going through a process, and that process lands at the Commanders. That process could land with the Seahawks.
It may be another Washington that he's trying to get to.
Indeed.
You know? And you just started up now, so next time you just basically let him know, I'm coming in here to buy a team. I'm not gonna be BS'd around. I'm gonna give you an offer and let's go. People like Bezos,
the thought of
is not gonna let somebody mess with them.
No,
you got playing those games.
The extra $1 billion. Now we're not reporting anything here. We're not telling you anything definitive, but
it's what we believe.
Got this one. The story maybe we're not paying enough attention to. What's really going on behind the scenes? Who's going to be the new basketball coach at Georgetown? Maybe that's what the streets are talking about.
You're really trying to get everybody in town to be pissed off with you, right? When you walk to your car today, you may need some a guard to go with you.
Well, come with me then.
No, I'm not. I'm going to drive right past that little area you walked to.
I'm going to vote right now. At Lanville, have you voted? What'd you vote for? You know that Chris Rock says white people never like talking about who they voted for.
It's Dan, you never know.
You're a It's Dan, you never know guy. Explain why.
Because it's Dan and you never know. He does so much ridiculous, absurd, unpredictable stuff. He should have realistically sold the team 15 years ago. Everyone's hated him. He was losing money. Or, you know, at least the attendance and everything was declining. I mean,
you know, the true,
I don't buy it necessarily.
The true attendance decline, I think, is a relatively recent. Because, dude, I've been at all these games. RG3 year, that place bumped.
That was 11 years ago, dude.
I know.
So you got to realize that.
But I'm saying through, I think the attendance decline really kind of coincided with the Kurt. Franchise tag debacle.
That was about how many years ago?
So they won the NFC East
7 to 8
in 15
years ago.
Right. Where I first really noticed the attendance problem, because you had Kirk for a couple years.
Even in 2012, they had already taken some seats, covered some seats up.
That's true.
So it wasn't 90-something thousand anymore.
They had started reworking the capacity. That's a great point. But the first game where the attendance really stood out to me was 2018. 2018 was Alex's first year, right? Right? Because 15, Kirk won the title, then he got tagged, then he got tagged again, then they traded him. So
17 was 18, the Super Bowl when we were there.
In Minnesota.
And we come running through the
when we were in line for a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Perhaps
we didn't get on that.
Perhaps about six strings deep. And then we had to work all night.
That was interesting.
No, that was it. You remember we were crawling around on camera trying to plug our computers in because the battery was dying? We were on air that long. So 2018, Alex Smith, the Commanders, I think it were 6-3, maybe 6-2. I don't remember the exact record. It was early November, perfect fall day. Just a beautiful fall football day. I don't know what's going on, Lampa. I'll drink some water. Home game, first place in the NFC East, playing the Houston Texans, who are in first place of the AFC South. The Texans at that point, this was long before any of the Deshaun Watson stuff, the Texans then were a pretty hot team.
Yeah.
They had J.J. Watt coming off J.J. Watt for 4 or 5 years there was one of the biggest stars in football.
Mm-hmm.
They had DeAndre Hopkins. I think they had Arian Foster. They had Deshaun Watson. It's a first-place battle in early November in Washington, and the place was empty. I remember looking up at the upper levels. So I'm doing my last hit in the pregame show is generally about 20 minutes till kickoff. And I remember looking around. I'm like, damn, this place is empty.
Yeah.
I looked around at kickoff. Damn, this place is empty. And then the truest representation of how full a stadium is usually close to the end of the first quarter. Just about everybody that's coming by the end of the first quarter is actually in their seats. Because a lot of people come in right for kickoff. They got to buy a beer. They got to use the bathroom. Maybe they buy a hot dog, whatever it is. And they don't actually get into their seats until about 10 minutes of game played, which is generally about a 20 minutes, half hour.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really want to try to take attendance, visually anyway, it's about a 1 o'clock kickoff, about 125. That's how many people are going to be there. Because from that point, then people start going to the bar. They start going to get food. Halftime, you never know when they're back in their seats, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
I remember looking around in that moment and just being like, damn, where is everybody?
Mm.
That, to me, and then Alex gets hurt. Then the quarterback cycling that has happened since then. Then you get a terrible season the following year where everybody gets fired. Then you get COVID. Now, I mean, nobody liked Dan in 2018, but it wasn't like it is now. After the post stories, congressional investigations.
All the outside stuff, like, you know, remember that? The winning off the field stuff? When that was made, I don't think that's even happening anymore. And I think that's why we're at the point we're at today. I think it's just kind of hovering until something happens, and then it'll come back. Because I talk to people over and over again. They're like, look, man, I'm not doing anything to have somebody else in there. And I'm talking about diehards.
I think if you are in ticket sales, they've moved all that to FedEx now. They don't work in Ashburn anymore. They work in Landover. If you're working in Landover selling tickets, just hold on. Hold on. So I think I'll tell you who's going to announce it, and I'll tell you what I think, my rough guess, when it happens, when we return.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I got some football news that I don't think is great. Greg Curl is the dad of Cam Curl. Cam Curl's a really good safety for the Washington Commanders going into the fourth year of a four-year rookie deal. And let's be real, Cam Curl was a seventh-round pick. He has far outperformed a contract that is paying him not a ton of cash. Seventh-rounder, Cam has made $630,000, $800,000, $920,000 so far in his 3 years in the NFL. Now, the good news is when you get to the final year of your rookie deal, the way it works is you get the base salary of all 3 years of your first year combined. So Cam's going to make some real money this year. He's going to make $3 million bucks. But he's probably, if they work an extension with him, which is, you know, both sides tend to give a little because you're getting paid before you get to free agency. He's probably a $10, $11 million player. If he gets to free agency, he's probably I would say $13, $14. But the safety market's funky. C.J. Gardner-Johnson signed this weekend with the Lions for less than you'd expect. Did you see what C.J. GJ got?
Mm-hmm. 1 year at $8 million?
1 year, $8 million.
Yeah.
So he's pretty good. I mean,
how old is he?
I'll look it up so I don't misspeak, but I think he's only in his fourth or fifth year. Yeah, he turned 25 in December. And I think you could argue he's as good, if not a little better than Curl.
Yeah, but the impact Curl has had on this defense, and when he's in the lineup and when he's not in the lineup, it says a lot.
I think Curl is probably more versatile. I think Gardner-Johnson is probably a little bit better as a cover guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the interceptions totals.
Well,
I think Curl's a way better tackler and hitter.
They love using Cam in multiple spots. And when he's on the field, the defense is a totally different defense.
I've said this repeatedly that I think they should pay him. I think if you go right now and offer him 3 years, $25 million guaranteed, and the AAV comes out to around 10, I think everybody's happy.
Yeah.
But I don't know that everybody's happy right now. Cam Curl's dad just tweeted out, "My opinion and my opinion only," which is important to say, "my opinion and my opinion only, but I will find it extremely disappointing and disrespectful if Washington asks number 31 to play at the level he plays at under a seventh-round rookie contract this year." The good news here is this is a contract extension. There is not a real time crunch on this. If you look at the guys they've tried to work extensions with, John Allen and Terry McLaurin at the top of the list, they typically get them done in the summer. It's usually, I think Terry's got done a little early. John's was damn near, I think it was the day before training camp opened, late July. I think Terry's was late May. So I would expect, I honestly think they'll get a Curl deal done.
I think they want to get one done. We've heard talk of it. Like, they say they want to sign.
Right.
And they mention his name. So I think a lot of times when family members start talking, and this is the unfortunate thing about that, whether you actually talk to the actual player or not, what's people going to believe? The player told you that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You've had the conversation. And I think it's not a positive for the player.
It's just tough for their player because there's just so much speculation.
Yeah.
Who knows what'll end up happening, but I think they'll get maybe I'm just optimistic all over the place, but
you
I think
very optimistic.
I'm an optimistic guy. Lanfield, tell him I'm Mr. Positivity.
Nah, you're not that ever.
I think I am. Who would you say is the most positive on this program? Jeff? Because he's never here.
Me.
You?
Yeah.
That's cap.
That's straight facts.
Leville, who's the most optimistic on this program?
Oh, definitely me.
No. You don't like nothing about the team.
You don't like anything about anything.
I'm positive outside about of everything except sitting. Once we see play, I'm going to tell you truly what I feel. But when you start talking about some optimism about multiple things, it's me. You don't like traffic. You don't like people. You don't like nothing.
You like traffic?
I don't complain like you don't. You lose your mind.
I'm an elite.
See, the guy that is.
I'm an elite complainer.
We're on air at 10. He's sitting at his house at 9:15 on Friday. His wife had said, aren't you working today?
I got to leave. I did get a little bit of a late start to drive to MGM on Friday.
But so I'm saying, if you leave a little earlier, maybe the traffic wouldn't be as treacherous.
You did start an entire segment just to complain about things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had to go to Home Depot yesterday. I accomplished nothing at Home Depot, but I went, and I took the kids with me, and I walked out with nothing. I literally went in there to try to find two items, found it incredibly daunting, and then my little daughter, my four-year-old, oddly kind of obsessed with toilets, and we had to, like, walk up and down the toilet aisle. She wanted me to buy her one. I was like, for what? So, I don't know.
Maybe hey, don't worry. She'll get what she wants.
Maybe she'll be a plumber. But we walked out, and this dude stopped me. He didn't stop me. We were kind of walking together. And he said, listen, man, I know you're with your kids. I don't want to be disrespectful, but I absolutely love the show. And I said, oh, man, thanks so much. And he said, Bleep You Thursday is the funniest thing of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, I'm glad you like it. Now, my man was pushing, you know how, like, at Home Depot, you got those, like, carts. Those, like, I mean, they're it, like the orange thing.
Uh-huh.
He was pushing that. Like, he was accomplishing something with his trip to Home Depot. He had concrete and 2x4s, all sorts of stuff. And I walked out with nothing. I did.
So what did you go there for?
A new SodaStream canister, which I don't believe they carry anymore, or I certainly couldn't find it. And then these little hook things I needed. I then went to the little hardware store by my house. Shout out to Christopher's Hardware.
And you found it.
MacArthur Boulevard, right next door to the 7-Eleven, where I'll fist fight people. And they have people that help you.
I can't wait till you walk in there one day and somebody just step up to you and say, pow!
Cody claims he wants to step up.
He did. He claimed on Twitter this morning that he wants to fight you there.
He's a tech exec. Cody's gone soft.
He's also a psycho.
And like a power different. Lifter.
It's a little different.
Yeah, but he's a tech exec now. He's gone soft. I wonder if Cody Betts had millions invested in Silicon Valley Bank. Hopefully the government's going to take care of him.
Yeah, they should. They should.
When we return, Mary Kay Cabot covers the Cleveland Browns, has done it at a really, really high level for a really long time. She's Cleveland's John Keim. I want to talk to Mary Kay Cabot about Jacoby Brissett. Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.